The Sunday Grill with Orla Rapple on Beat 102-103.
It's the Sunday Grill. You are listening to Beat, and Shine from the Shona Project returns this Wednesday and Thursday, October 22nd and 23rd at the SETU Arena in Waterford. It's emceed by our very own Shona Lyons and Megan O'Ryan Byrne. The Shine is the festival, of course, that brings together hundreds of Ireland's most inspirational women, all of whom have stories to tell and advice to share or questions to answer to hundreds of TY girls who attend. Tammy Darcy is the founder of the Shona Project, who brings us Shine, and she joins me on the Sunday Grill this morning with all the details. You're very welcome back, Tammy.
Good morning, Orla. How are you?
Very good. It is that time of the year again. It comes around very quickly, doesn't it?
I know, you always get me at the most stressful time of the year.
I like to do that. Gives me a little bit of power.
Yeah, it's the week where I'm like, why do we do this for as well?
I have to say, every time I look at the lineup for Shine, I think, wow, this would have really helped me when I was 15 and 16. And back in 2018, when you started Shine, you had just 8 speakers. Now, I was trying to count them. I think you've over 20 at this stage, and lots of stages as well, don't you?
Yeah, so we have 20 in person, okay. Over 20. God, I haven't even counted myself. And then they're on the main stage, and then the digital stages are all online.
Okay. And they're the different stages, almost. We call them like a career stage and stuff like that.
Yeah, so they're available for the girls all year long. If they have specific kind of areas that they want to learn more about, they can log on and watch those conversations back.
Brilliant stuff. You have some amazing speakers this year, like Sarah Corbett Lynch. What a coup to get someone like Sarah onto Shine, and like the same age practically as the girls who will be coming. So she's an amazing story to tell.
Yeah, Sarah's one of our ambassadors, actually, one of our senior ambassadors. She's on that program with us and has been for the last few months. And she's the perfect example of a young woman who experienced, you know, a fairly substantial trauma and worked her way through it and felt, you know, all the feelings that you have to feel and dealt with all of the sadness, and then, you know, decided, right, well, how am I going to use this to prepare myself forward? And, you know, like, she's just achieved a huge amount as a result of that horrible, awful experience that she had as a little girl.
Yeah, and of course, Sarah lost her dad was murdered in the US, and her mum had died at a young age as well. And she's an author now as well. And she's a bereaved children and victims' rights campaigner too. So she's a great one to get. And some returners as well, isn't there? I see some familiar names that have been on the Shine stage before and do so well.
Yeah, it's funny, like we invited our kind of headline speakers, like the likes of Yemi, who, you know, anyone who's ever been to Shine will know and adore her. You know, maybe people outside of Shine mightn't be as familiar with her, but we invited kind of various speakers down over the years, and there was a few that just blew us away because they were able to get, you know, over 1,000 girls up on their feet, like singing, dancing and celebrating, and they just brought so much energy and positivity that we don't really make loads of changes to the lineup as long as those speakers are available, but we kind of bring in a couple of new additions every year and spice it up a little bit. So we have a lot of the familiar ones that we have back every year, because obviously it's a different group of girls every year, but we've got a couple, like Sarah is a new one. We have Natasha O'Brien is with us this year, Laura Dowling, the fabulous pharmacist, back for her second year, and this year we actually have Tara Rafter, the navigation coach as well, who a lot of people would be familiar with. So yeah, it gets kind of bigger and better and louder every year.
Brilliant. And Natasha O'Brien, for people who might recognise that name, she is the girl in her 20s who was attacked in Limerick, and she really stood up for the justice system and how she felt it was wrong.
God, like the way that she spoke afterwards with such passion, and you know, she was a real example of, you know, I know that this is wrong. You know, I know that what happened to me is unfair, and I really strongly believe that I'm one of the women who has this voice. You know, she talks about how her teenage years really set her up to deal with that situation because of other things that she'd been through and because of times where she'd had to kind of learn to stand up for herself. And she said that's what really kind of gave her the strength and the skill that she needed to get through that. And we've had loads of speakers that have said that over the years, you know, like Vicky Phelan famously said that she had trauma after trauma, and that kind of, again, gave her strength, perspective and the skill set that she needed, that when, you know, that big fight came, that she had it in honour to take it on. So yeah, again, another outstanding young woman mm-hmm. who has achieved a huge amount from a real serious adversity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then a little bit of lightness with Sing Along Social coming along, who, if you've ever been to a festival in Ireland like All Together Now, you'll know Sing Along Social. They are great crack, aren't they?
Oh my God, I don't know how we do it without them, because, you know, you're right, Orla, a lot of the subjects that we tackle over the day are quite heavy, mm-hmm. you know, important, but can be, you know, a little bit heavy. And ultimately what Shine Festival is a celebration of our girls, of, you know, bringing them together, of community, of, you know, building confidence, of using our voices. And that's really how we end the day. So, there is usually a giant river dance, possibly record breaking conga lines. You know, like it's we've balloons, confetti, and it turns into a massive party. It's my favorite bit.
Oh, amazing. It is Wednesday and Thursday of this week, October 22nd and 23rd at the SETU Arena. The talks are quite short, aren't they? It's not a case of, oh, you're going to listen to someone talk for an hour or anything. They're usually about 15 to 20 minutes long.
15 minutes, yeah, only very few go up to 20. And okay. That's because, you know, of it. Well, first of all, there's so many women with amazing things to say, but also, you know, attention spans. You
yes.
know? Even as a grown woman, when I'm at a conference, I think, you know, if anybody has anything important to say, like 30 minutes even for me is long enough.
Yes,
and then I'm
so
kind
true.
Of, you know,
yeah.
get to the point. So yeah, we keep it snappy, we mix it up, and there's a lot of like get up, sit down, move around, lots of activities and things like that. So yeah, we work really hard, actually. I'm glad you noticed that, to curate a day where it's not just woman after woman coming out and saying love yourself and love your body. Like, it really goes into a variety of issues in a variety of different ways. So like, we hope that every girl that's there sees herself represented in some of the conversations. Yeah.
Good stuff. I saw a few months ago you were nearly at capacity. Have you tickets left if there's teachers or TY coordinators who are interested in bringing their students to Shine?
Oh, we can always fit a few more.
Okay.
We have had, we always have a bit of movement in September when the schools come back, where new schools come in, and some schools, you know, have trouble getting buses or whatever. So we can always fit a few more. So if anybody wants to come, any schools want to bring a group or clubs or, you know, anybody like that, mm-hmm. definitely let us know and we'll get some more chairs.
And is it always TYs?
It's not always TYs.
Okay.
Like, we have a few schools this year that have said, you know, we've just heard about it and our fifth years and sixth years didn't manage to come before. Can we bring them? And
okay.
we've been like, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, great stuff. Shinefestival.ie if you want to get more details. And I hear you have a traitor in your midst as well.
Well, she's not a traitor to us,
oh,
as far as we
well,
know.
Well, she never was a traitor. She was a faithful.
She wasn't. She was. Yeah, no, Vanessa, it's funny. Vanessa, who recently won the traitors, has just recently joined our team. She looks after all of our social media and content now. It's funny because I was talking to her about the role, like, while traitors was on.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh God, and I didn't know the outcome. So I was thrilled for her, and she joined us like pretty soon after she finished. So she'll be on site for the couple of days. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So watch out for Vanessa. A faithful, not a traitor, of course, and an amazing
sure.
story herself to tell, which she talked about over the weeks of traitors ending and her winning as well. Shinefestival.ie is the website. All started in 2018. Did you think you'd still be doing it, or it was just going to be a once-off, or what was it meant to be?
No, it was actually... I always had a vision for something really big, you know, and I always do. Like, everything we do at the Shona Project starts small but ends up getting really, really big. Like, if you asked me this question the week after Shine, I'd be like, it's amazing, I have the best time, I'm so proud of us. The week before Shine, I'm like, how many emails can a woman get in one day? But it's so joyful, honestly. And we've a lot of new members of our team. Like, last year, I think we had 4 on our team, and this year we've 15. So a load of members of the team are really excited to be a part of it for the first time.
Oh,
so,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Well, best of luck with it all. It is at the SETU Arena this coming Wednesday and Thursday, emceed by our own Shona Lyons and Megan O'Regan Byrne. Shinefestival.ie if you want to get more details, if you haven't got your tickets already. And that is Tammy Darcy, and she is the founder of the Shona Project, which of course is the organisation behind the Shine Festival. Thank you so much, Tammy, and best of luck
Thanks,
with everything.
Sarah. Thank you.
The Sunday Grill with Orla Rappel on Beat 102-103.
Sunday morning, you are listening to Beat, and next month is Movember time, the leading charity changing the face of men's health. You'll know it for the mustache, of course, being Movember. Well, mental health and suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer, Movember takes them all on. And one Waterford man is using his voice and his running shoes to make a difference this Movember. Kieran Murphy is a Movember community ambassador, and he joins me on the Sunday Grill this morning. You're very welcome, Kieran.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And you're doing something quite significant this November for Movember. You're going to take on the Dublin Marathon, and then you're going to run 60 kilometres that'll feel like nothing after the marathon throughout November. You're giving yourself a bit of time. Why the running?
So running has always been something that has helped my own mind. I've had my own struggle with mental health as well, and my own challenges with mental health. Mm-hmm. And it was actually my mother's partner who introduced me to running back in around 2017.
Okay.
And I found that it was really beneficial just for my own mind and to be able to deal with any of those challenges that I was facing.
So 2017, so you would have been about, what, 18, 17, 18 back then?
17 or 18, yeah.
And what was life like back then with your own mental health and things that were going on in your world?
Well, I would have been in school, and I found school quite tough at times. Just I wouldn't have been the most academic, and I think I found kind of the challenge of the Leaving Cert to be quite tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just kind of focusing on all the studies, kind of, it was something that would have impacted my health. It was just kind of, I was kind of lucky to have running then to kind of just help me have a balance then in life, and just kind of keep fit and healthy and keep the mind healthy as well.
Okay.
And it was unfortunately then, towards the end of my school, I lost one of my friends to cancer.
Oh, okay.
And it was kind of, it was running that actually really helped me with that. I was actually due to run a half marathon, and then it was something that I faced at a later date, and I kind of realized it was really beneficial for my own health then. Mm-hmm. As well. And just even to get out running with the lads and just having a chat, it was something that was really good for me.
And there's not a lot of talk about talking in that. And I think that's what Movember talks about as well, the need for men to communicate. Isn't that right?
Definitely. And it's something that us men are terrible at, usually. Mm. And it's something that we need to get a lot better at. And I think even throughout different challenges that I have faced, when I was younger, I wouldn't have really talked about it much, and I would have let it bottle up. And suddenly one small thing turns into something that was quite a huge challenge then, just because I wasn't talking about it. And I would have thought of the scenario as a bigger challenge in my head then. And once I talked about it with friends or so, it definitely helped me kind of get my mind around it and face those challenges way easier. And I suppose kind of even when I'm doing Movember, I always try to do a challenge or so that symbolizes something that's quite tough physically, but also that if you have friends supporting you, it's something that becomes a whole lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, last year I ran 2.5 kilometers every hour for 24 hours.
Oh, so did I talk to you about that, Kieran? That sounds very familiar.
it was really fun now, but it was a huge challenge. Yeah,
that is no mean feat. And then, so you say it was your stepdad, was it, who encouraged you to run?
Yeah, it was my mother's partner, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So unfortunately, he passed from prostate cancer in a long battle of prostate cancer. So he would have had prostate cancer for about 20 years back when there wasn't as much information about it. And unfortunately, then the treatment wasn't as good as it would be nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, it wasn't great treatment back then, and it had a bigger toll on his body as well as the effect of curing the cancer wasn't great. And so he would have passed in 2021.
Okay.
And he was an avid runner himself. He'd run Berlin Marathon and London Marathon twice. And like I said, he was the one who got me into running as well. So it's always something that I try to create more awareness for, because the numbers for prostate cancer are huge in Ireland. And even Movember would talk about testicular cancer as well, which is the most common cancer in young men.
Mm.
So it's really something that needs to be talked about more, because mm-hmm. a lot of young men don't even know how to perform a self-assessment to see if they do have testicular cancer. And most men that might even have symptoms for prostate cancer or testicular cancer aren't aware of them. And if they even do see signs of them, they might be too scared to talk to their GP about these problems. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely something that we need to focus on more and be more open about talking about as well.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that Movember is about. As we said, it's about mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer, testicular cancer. Movember is the charity that's taking them all on in the month of November. You're not tempted to grow a mustache though, are you?
I have one at the moment. Well, it's a very poor one.
Oh,
and I will be shaving it off at the end of October to regrow it.
Okay.
So it's part of the challenge as well. I suppose we always start with a fresh face.
You need a bit of regain around the mustache area. And is this your first Dublin Marathon?
It's my first time doing Dublin Marathon.
Okay, yeah. And have you done marathons before?
I've done Waterford and Limerick last year.
Good stuff.
So I'm looking forward to giving Dublin a go, and I feel like there should be a really good crowd. And also there's a team of us from Movember that are doing it together. So it should be really nice to kind of do that all together as well.
Brilliant stuff. And you haven't got much to wait to the marathon. So you're kind of tapering off now, are you?
Yeah, I've just started my taper this week. So hopefully now the legs will come back to life.
Wow, it's such a massive challenge. But as you said, Movember is all about challenging the status quo and shaking up men's health research as well. You are raising funds, aren't you, for Movember?
I am indeed, yeah. So my goal target is €1,500.
Okay, all right. And how can people find your fundraising page?
So I have it linked on my Instagram, which is KIOMU00, KIOMU00. Or if you just go on to the Movember website and search Kieran Murphy, you can find me there as well.
Okay, good stuff. And that Movember website is movember.ie, and you can see a support page on that as well. And of course, November is the month of Movember. It's one of those campaigns that really grab a hold of people, don't they? The whole idea of mustaches and November being Movember, it really works. Best of luck with the marathon. And then how are you feeling about the 60K in November? You've kind of done your lot by the marathon and then you're going to have to start all over again, but at a slower pace and more days, I presume.
Exactly, yeah. So, well, the goal target is just to get the 60K done throughout the month.
Okay.
However, there might be a bigger plan that's being prepped at the moment. I might try to do it within one day with a few friends as well. So I'm just trying to figure out a plan for that at the moment. But the 60 is quite something strong for as a symbol for Movember due to the 60 men that we lose to suicide globally every hour.
Okay.
Which is a huge number, and it's something that we're trying to change and make that difference. So definitely trying to get the 60K done throughout the month. But if I can do it in a day, I might give that a go.
Okay, great stuff. And of course, people can get involved as well. If you fancy getting involved in Movember, just go to the website. It is if you just put in movember.com, the Ireland website should come through, and then into the support us section. And really, people can do anything. They can challenge themselves to do anything in Movember, can't they?
Exactly. So you can either host an event, it might be a coffee morning, or a talk at a workplace perhaps, where you know you might have a coffee and talk about stuff. It might even be a walk, or simply just kind of raising funds and awareness. Some people might dye their hair. But the main thing that we're trying to do is just make that difference. So even if it's just talking to your friends, shooting a message, kind of reaching out and just kind of being there for your friends and for your family, it makes a huge difference, even just letting people know that you are there or checking in with people. Yeah. So there's loads of different things that people can do.
Yeah, so important. Movember, if you just search for it, it is movember.com. You'll get the Irish version there and you can see all about the iconic month of Movember. Kieran Murphy, best of luck with the marathon and your 60 kilometres in November, as you said, marking the fact that 60 men die of suicide worldwide per hour, and Movember is there to help. It is movember.ie. Kieran, thanks a million.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Sunday Grill with Orla Rapple on Beat 102-103.
Across the southeast, you're listening to Beat. It's the Sunday Grill, and Inishtig in County Kilkenny, you know this already. It's a pretty stunning place all year round. They're making use of the darker half of the year with a celebration of Samhain. You'll probably know the Keeper Lit Festival. We've talked about it here on the Sunday Grill. It usually happens in August. Is that right, Yaja? It's Lunasa, when is it?
That's right. Well, we did 2 years, a 3 day festival, 2 years running, which was 22 and 23. And then we have moved now to more seasonal gatherings following the Celtic calendar. So we did our first one in August, which was Lunasa.
And now we're going to talk about Samhain.
And
there's a lovely background to this because Keep Olaf started, as you said, back in 2022 in the memory of two Inishtik heroes called Johnny O'Donnell and Dave Donoghue. And it's just gone from strength to strength, hasn't it?
Well, it has. Well, Dave, obviously, my husband died very suddenly that year, and myself and the girls and Dave, obviously, we've been involved around various events for quite a long time. And then sadly, Johnny, who was our neighbour, Johnny O'Donnell from O'Donnell's pub on the square there, suddenly he died very suddenly, literally 6 months to the day after Dave. And we had done some small events in his pub over the few years that we had been living there, and it kind of came, Keeper Lit came about because of that, obviously those two tragic events, and that's how it all kind of began and was massively successful in those 2 years.
Yeah, and I was just talking to Tammy from the Shine Festival in County Waterford, and they started back in 2018 to empower young girls, and like still going, you know, year after year. Did you think this was going to become a yearly thing?
No, it was. It was really, we set out to do a one-off event just to celebrate and commemorate the lives of both Johnny and Dave. And it was such a success in the first year. We were asked to do it again, which we did. And then we took a year out in 24. And then we decided that more smaller seasonal gatherings around the Celtic calendar, which is kind of the ethos of the festival anyway, because it's around traditional, you know, traditions and music, and it kind of made more sense to do it like that.
Now, this takes place just after Halloween night, November 1st and the 2nd in Inishtig. But Kilkenny's doing a lot with Halloween this year. It has a theme of fire, feast and folklore. And that's a good way to sum up Keeper Lit as well, isn't it?
It is. It all kind of blends very nicely. But it's a beautiful time of year because it's obviously the celebration of the end of summer into winter. And obviously that tradition is, we have, you know, we celebrate Halloween, but it's nice to go back to the old ways, if you like.
Yes.
And that obviously is in keeping with what we are about as well, celebrating our old, our own traditions through music, through art, through craft, through dance. So it's lovely. It's lovely to create something new with that tradition.
So you've John Spillane on the first, and special guest Pauline Scanlon with him. And then on the second, you've so much stuff going on, different types of things as well, from apple pressing, sound games. So it's a daytime part of this festival as well.
Well, the headline concert in St. Mary's Church in the village will be beautiful. And as you said, John Spillane, special guest Pauline Scanlon, and we also have a beautiful singer-songwriter from Wexford, Rachel Grace, will be supporting.
Gorgeous.
And that's also, we had a campaign around heart health in relation, you know, as part of Keeper Lit. And some of the music from that, the donation from the ticket sales will be going to Cree, which is a health heart charity. So we're really excited about that. And it also allows us to raise awareness of heart health in the community and further afield. And then, as you say, Sunday is a myriad of events going on. We, you know, the apple pressing, turmeric carving. We have a beautiful, two beautiful walks. We have, oh my goodness, lantern making.
Lovely.
We have set dancing, a Palestine solidarity session, which is a dance session, which will be also held within the Celtic set dancing event. So there's a lot, and the storytelling, there's, you know, there's a lot of events going on. A lot of events for all ages.
Gorgeous. And really lovely time of the year as well to be in Inishtig with all the leaves falling off the tree and that lovely feeling of autumn.
That's right. And also then we also have traditional music in the two pubs, in the Woodstock Arms and also in the Otter Bar during the afternoon and the early evening. So it's a huge amount of events going on in one day. for everybody to come out and support and enjoy. And, you know, obviously in that setting, it's such a beautiful place.
Gorgeous. And tickets are on sale for the John Spillane gig. But then can you buy tickets separately for the second day for the daytime events?
You can if Ticket Tailor, okay. If you go to Keeperlit on Ticket Tailor, all the events are listed very clearly there, and you can log on to whichever one, you know, that appeals to you.
So are you going to do this every season then? Is that the plan for Keeperlit? Does that mean four
events a year? It could do in a smaller capacity, but it allows us kind of break it up and kind of play with it a little bit and have fun and just create events in the community that people can, you know, participate in.
And it's yourself and your two daughters who are the organisers of Keeperlit from the start, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. And then we have obviously Andrea Keogh as all all our social media and marketing.
And has it always just been the three of you, or have you added to the group who do this every time we keep her lit?
No, we try and bribe some friends to get involved.
Because it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot. And we rely on volunteers who will be doing a big call out for volunteers this weekend. Okay. Because it does take a village to make this happen.
And what a village. It sounds like it's a gorgeous village. And a lovely community as well, it seems like.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. It's a lovely place to do something, to do an event like this.
Lovely. And every time I read through this list, I see something new. There's set dancing there too. There's On the Roots of Sound, folklore and ecology of plants. Those walks, as you said, a singing circle. Wow, that's a
willow
lot of
weaving.
Willow weaving. All the things you would expect at autumn time. And they're all available on the Ticket Tailor website.
They are. Some of them are sold out, so people who want to be quick and get on to the Ticket Tailor and book tickets. Some are sold out and some are obviously still available. So do get online and book ASAP.
Great stuff. That is tickettailor.com, and you can just search for Keeperlit there, or you can search for John Spillane, and tickets are available there for that still. Inisteig in County Kilkenny, once famous for Circle of Friends, but famous for Keeperlit and so much more stuff these days, and a lovely place to spend the autumn time. Enjoy that weekend. I hope you get
it. We will. And just to also just say, Orla, just that this wouldn't be possible without support from the Arts Council, the Heritage Council and Kilkenny County Council and the wider community.
Great stuff. Well, Keeperlit, it's available if you want to have a look on all social media as well. If you just search for that, and Kilkenny, you'll find more details and the poster they have as well for the list of events that are on November 1st and November 2nd in just a few weeks' time in Inisteig in County Kilkenny. And that is Yaja Kaminska. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Orla. Thank you.
The Sunday Grill with Orla Rapple on Beat 102-103.
It's Beat on a Sunday morning. You are listening to The Sunday Grill, and of course it is movie time, and I really like the look of this one. I Swear is a drama comedy, and it tells the true story of activist John Davidson and his battle with severe Tourette's syndrome. Brian went to see it. Brian is somewhere in the country, so we're talking to him via the phone. Yeah, he'll explain all in a bit. Yeah. And there he is. He'll give his thoughts after we listen to this.
Yeah, look at him.
Help
us! We're going to get you better. Next in no time.
Johnny D!
It's called Tourette's syndrome. Say things that I shouldn't.
What can you do?
Do you want to come in for something to eat, John?
If you do anything here that you can't help, you never apologise.
Tommy, this is John. He's come to have a chat about the vacant position.
Right, I'll give you a rundown of the place. Can you make a decent cup of tea?
Oh, I am good at tea. Are you okay with the ticks and the swearing?
What ticks, what swearing?
We need to get you out, man.
I can see he's off the medication.
I'm so sorry, pal.
I'm so tired.
That is I Swear. It is directed by Kirk Jones. And I don't know if telling you the movies that he has made will help you think about the sort of movie this will be, because talk about eclectic. He's done Nanny McPhee, he's done My Big Fat Greek Wedding number 2, and he did a movie about the lottery, and I can't remember what it's called, but if I did remember, you'd know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sounds like a great movie.
How are you? Where are you? You're somewhere bizarre, or are
good.
You?
I'm in Dublin. They want to give me €1 million a week, so I'm trying to negotiate it down. Well,
too on much a Sunday? For person, you know? Negotiations yeah. on a Sunday? Wow, that says a lot about you.
Yeah, well, we're both working on Sunday, so we can...
Well,
we're not safe.
All right, are you enjoying the bougie Dublin life? Have you been somewhere amazing for your brunch?
I had a croissant with almond stuff in it. I never had it before.
You've never had that before? And did you enjoy it?
I was confused by it, but I learned to love it by the end.
Okay, so croissants and fancy coffees, macchiatos are all about Brian Griffin now. That movie I was thinking of was Waking Ned.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember That's that?
Old school.
Very, very old school. Yes. Okay, so let's talk. I swear, I saw the promo for this, the trailer for this, when I was at my one movie of the year, Downton Abbey, a few weeks ago. And I thought, wow, this is really good. I think I'd really like this. It really smacks of, oh, you know, that British director that does loads of kind of gritty dramas, Ken Loach. It kind of reminded me of stuff that he makes because he's, you know, all about, you know, seeing people's real lives through the lens. And I love that sort of thing. Did you enjoy this?
Well, I absolutely did, to be fair. It was... When I saw the trailer as well, I remember laughing a few times in the trailer.
Yeah.
So it's like it embraces the comedy element of what is a crazy situation, essentially.
This is an interesting one. It's based on a true story, but it's also based, and part of the movie is about the fact that a documentary was made about this guy in the kind of 80s, early 90s, about his life and living with Tourette's. Tell us about it anyway.
Yeah, so it's essentially a lad grown up in Scotland with Tourette's in a time where Tourette's isn't really understood. So it's a case of people think he's putting it on, people think he's faking it, but he literally can't stop and it really just completely hinders his life. Okay. And it's kind of sad to see because like we get it now, we understand it now, but like I didn't then. And he just like really suffered because of it. And it's just kind of a sad thing of like just the different tics he has, like his hand, just he can punch like by accident. And mm-hmm. Like he gets beaten up a lot of times because people think they're fighting him, that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but it's also like so uplifting because he just doesn't. Well, there's ups and downs to it, really.
And he kind of has a savior in the form of the actress Maxine Peake's character.
Yeah, like isn't it? It's basically someone believes in him, and rather than like thinking that's a problem because she was like a mental health nurse, so she understands that there's more going on than just what he says. Why would other people think it is from what they know? So it's this really interesting thing of he finds out someone that accepts him the way it is. And the way they kind of bring him into the family and stuff is just so wholesome.
Okay, good stuff. And like we said, based on a true story, and we do see that documentary being made. Is that right?
There's some clips at the end of the real man himself. And it's interesting to see because they have like young footage of him, which is weird when you think about it, because like they made a movie about a guy and they're like, oh, we have all the material we need to make the full story. Like,
yeah.
Which you don't always have in these things. There was like a portion of their life they have on film or something like that.
And you know,
like
I think there was three documentaries in total down through the years made about this person. So they had lots of stuff on film. Is there, you know, is it a long movie, short movie? Does it dip at any stage?
Do you know, it's not a case of it's long or short. It's kind of a case of it gets really sad and Eric, will he pull through? And you know he will because like the start of it sets up that he will, but it's like, it's more so how did he manage to? Because it was just, everyone seemed to be against him. But it's just a few people just understood him and appreciated him. And honestly, it was one of those things where like, it was kind of the movie where I came out of it and I was like, it doesn't really matter what I think of it, if I think it's good or bad or not. It's kind of more so a thing of like, if someone's suffering with like, or like someone has this like condition, it's a case of, no one understands how I feel. It's like, if you watch this, you're like, you're not alone kind of a thing. And I feel like that alone, like just to be shown in schools, because the whole thing is about education, about the thing, like Tourette's itself. And like this itself to be shown in schools would just be massive, like, you know?
But is it engaging at the same time?
It's a great movie. I know you'll enjoy Orla when you watch it in 5 years' time, but you'll be like, do you remember the movie I saw? Remember that movie we talked about a few years ago? Yeah. I swear. Like, it was really good.
The young John in this is played by Robert Arameo, who you'll know from Game of Thrones if you watch that. He was in the 6th and 7th season of that. He's so recognisable. And he was in The Lord of the Rings too, the Amazon series. So he's a bit of a rising star. And
he was great,
he was really good, was he? It's set in Scotland, yeah?
Yeah, like it's set around, so it starts in 1983 and then cuts to 1996, which is kind of like, it's interesting because you can feel that, like, the train spotting vibes of the time.
Okay.
Do you know? Yeah. It's like, it's kind of obviously set in the same, but it's both happened in Scotland in the 90s.
No, so. But I do get what you mean, because even seeing the trailer in the cinema, it kind of had that train spotting kind of feel yeah. to it. That gritty, like we were saying, like about Ken Loach films, even that kind of gritty realism about it.
But it's that local element as well, like, you know.
Good stuff. All right. Do you want a black pudding? I swear.
I think I'd have to go with like a 9, honestly. Like okay. it was, but again, like I was saying, like the rating doesn't matter. It's a case of it's going to be more than the rating, like, you know.
In what sense?
It's one of those movies that will, I feel like, will come up and it'll go onto Netflix and it'll have like a resurgence. But I really feel it's beneficial to even really see it now. Or even if you have a kid and just like you just want to educate them on what other people might be going through, mm-hmm. I feel like that kind of thing, that'd be a great thing to do.
Yeah, a good one. Okay, it is called I Swear. It is directed, written and produced by John Kirk, who brought us a very eclectic mix of movies like Nanny McPhee, and now brings us I Swear. It is out now. And you'll recognise lots of people in it. Maxine Peake in there as well. And as we said,
Shirley Henderson was
and
great,
Shirley man. Henderson in there as well. So lots of people.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you'll recognise a few people. And Robert Arameo, as we were saying, too. 9, did you say, Brian Griffin? 9 yeah. Black Puddings?
We'll go with 9.
Good stuff. 9 Black Puddings out of 10 for I Swear. It's out now. Brian, enjoy whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I will.
Right. We'll talk to you in studio next week.
Okay, sounds good to me. I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
The Sunday Grill with Orla Rappel on Beat 102-103.